Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swifty Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swifty Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swifty confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swifty therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Tour set.
So we were a bit dramatic last week.
Oh, yeah.
In the pit of despair about comeback never coming. Mm-hmm. And then literally the day after we recorded, they announced comeback.
Yep.
So we kind of had to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, that full picture of just everything to expect with comeback, all these dates, all these things that they're going to be doing on that date. And then we found out that Shadow is actually being released the day that our episode was being released. We're like, damn, we felt like we were at an all-time low there. We did not expect to come back anytime soon. We felt just like so hopeless at that point. And then, of course, BTS came back right when we were feeling...
Like, we're losing all hope.
Yeah.
Like, literally, before we could even get the episode out, they were like, okay, well, here it is.
Yeah.
So, wow, we feel so much better.
We do.
We feel so much better. And mm-hmm. also, this is our 100th episode.
It's our 100th episode.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
Beyond crazy. I just really never expected us to get to this point. So I am just really proud of us. We're feeling very blessed and loved from all of you, and that this has become what it has, and that every week we've been able to put out an episode. And so since the beginning of this podcast, we've been talking about doing a forehead episode because mm-hmm. all of us know and love the forehead so much, especially Bonton forehead. Particularly Bonton forehead.
Only, really.
We thought it would be fitting to have our finally forehead episode be our 100th episode.
Yeah, we talked about this a long time ago that, okay, mm-hmm. you know, we don't know how we're going to do a forehead episode, but we've been talking about their forehead since literally like episode one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to do it. 100th episode. Finally, foreheads. It's here.
Finally, foreheads.
And on that note, welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I got so fucking wrecked by every member during this research.
Every single one of them. Or research for this episode has me begging for an all forehead comeback.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
We would not survive. Oh, my gosh. So if you're here for that, then you're in the right place. As we said, today we are celebrating our 100th episode by finally talking about BTS's foreheads. But before we get into it, we want to thank you wonderful armies for being here and for supporting us. Especially today on our 100th episode, we can't believe that we've made it to this milestone, and it's because of all of you. We're just beyond grateful that you're here listening and fangirling with us. From the bottom of our hearts, really, thank you for your support. If you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us on social media or by writing a review wherever you listen. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTS podcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. We also just want to put out a reminder that our Valentine's Day episode, we're going to be doing another Being an Army, where we share your stories of your experience being an Army. It can be about how you joined the fandom, what you love about the fandom, or how BTS has inspired your life, etc. We also want to add in stories of any of you guys who have had wild ARMY experiences, which is where you've encountered an ARMY in your everyday life. So go ahead and submit your stories to us via email or a social DM if you'd like us to share them on the podcast. The submission deadline is February 6th, and we've already gotten a handful of submissions. So thank you for everyone who sent them in. We love reading them, and we're very excited to share them here on the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. These stories that we've gotten so far are incredible. And guys, please do not think that your story is not unique enough or cool enough or whatever, because we guarantee that it is, and that, you know, somebody else is going to find commonality in it. So that's really why we do this. It's so cool. So please send us your story. It's one of our favorite episodes to do.
Yeah, it's become a tradition now with this podcast. Mm-hmm. Also remember that for the month of January, the nonprofit organization that we've decided to donate to is 100 Cameras. If you're interested in knowing more about it, you can go to the Being an Army Twitter, or you can check out the description below for the description of this podcast episode. We also want to add in real quickly here at the beginning is we are looking for suggestions for listeners who listen to this podcast, providing a name for all of you. We're all ARMY, but we'd love to hear your guys' suggestions of what we can call the people who listen specifically to Standing BTS. So just as, you know, as reference for you guys, Eileen, one of our listeners, actually brought attention to giving a suggestion, and she suggested Iconics, which we think is perfect. And
we kind of love.
And so we'd love to hear just a couple more suggestions, and then maybe we can make a poll on Instagram and Facebook and whatnot to vote on it and see what you guys want to be called. We're all armies, but we'd love to just have a little name for all of you guys specifically.
Yeah, I think we never like came up with one because we didn't want to feel presumptuous and like claiming a part of like ARMY or like the fandom as something that was like about us at all. But like, we just, if we had a name all together, then it would help us to connect with other people who like listen to the podcast and create more of a community, which is really, really cool, because
it's kind of fun
like,
to unify this like subunit of ARMY.
Yeah, totally. So if you guys have any suggestions, please let us know.
Yes. And then lastly, before we get into this episode, this Google Doc that we have made for our research for this episode is quite gorgeous and beautiful and lengthy just because of the size of the images and foreheads that contain within. We are going to make this Google Doc available for free on our Patreon because it has just been such a wonderful time and that we've made it to our 100th episode. And it's because of all of you. We hope that you guys consider supporting us through our Patreon. But if you're interested in seeing all of these pictures that we're talking about, it will be for free on our Patreon.
Which you are definitely interested because, oh my God, these pictures. We have a lot of really high quality pictures. And come on, it's the forehead episode. This document is 28 pages long and there are multiple pictures.
28 pages. I didn't even look.
This is our longest document by far. There are multiple pictures for all the members. And yeah, you guys have to come check it out. Okay, so let's get into it.
Yeah, here's an overview of what we're going to be talking about. So we'll first describe the forehead of each member. Well, actually, before that, we're going to get a little bit into the background information of South Korea and Korea, just how foreheads are presented, I guess, in the culture and kind of just some cultural things behind it. And then also kind of getting into why we're so impacted by when forehead is exposed. Then we're going to get into description of each of the members' foreheads, including how their hairline, forehead size, and brows affect the forehead overall. And then along with any commonly worn accessories that further accentuate each member's forehead. So things like headbands, glasses,
hats
you name it. And then we will get into sharing our favorite forehead moments, our top forehead moments for each member. And then we'll wrap up the topic by deciding live, we have not decided yet, what our top three BTS foreheads are.
And we haven't even discussed.
No, like, we haven't.
No.
Mm-mm. We've just thrown pictures in here. That's really the core of this research. But that'll kind of wrap up the whole episode, but definitely stick around to the end for content of the week because we are sharing our initial thoughts on Shadow.
Fuck yes.
Definitely be looking for that towards the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit of background information about foreheads. According to many Redditors, and you can find the link for this info on our doc, Koreans often try to hide their foreheads for various reasons. So the reasons that I surmised is, one, it can make them look younger to hide their forehead. Two, it can make their faces look smaller. And three, it can hide a large or specifically flat forehead, which is considered undesirable in Korean cultural beauty standards. Mm-hmm. So this idea is interesting to us because we find their foreheads to be such a treat to see. Mm-hmm. And whenever we do see them, they absolutely wreck us. But for them, maybe not anymore, but maybe initially showing their foreheads could be quite daunting, especially if they don't feel like their forehead is traditionally attractive by Korean standards.
Mm-hmm. And what I find so pleasant about the forehead is since they do, especially in the early years, they hit it a fair amount. Being able to see the forehead is such a rare occasion that I think it makes it extra hot or extra special in some sort of way, because it's just like, whoa, I've never seen this part of them, and they look different and they appear different. And so it's just extra special. But going back to the first thing that you mentioned on how it can make them look younger by hiding their forehead, by wearing bangs over their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's not as desirable. And that's just coming from my upbringing and from my cultural norm. Seeing forehead looking a little bit older is more desirable. A lot of men in America want to have like beards, full on beards, because they don't want to look young. They want to look older and more mature. And that for some reason is more desirable here. So definitely coming from my perspective, seeing the forehead is like, wow, that's a fucking man right there.
For sure. When you mentioned this. We chatted a little bit about this earlier. When you mentioned it, I completely connected with that thought. I hadn't made that connection, but quite often here in the States, if a man has long hair, he's usually younger, quite mm-hmm. younger. Like a lot of times, like even like high school boys will wear like longer bangs, oh, like shaggy yeah. hair, right?
I picture Justin Bieber when he was first starting, fully yes. covered, bowl cut. Mm-hmm. I picture those like boys in high
every
school,
boy
middle school.
You went to
like,
middle school with.
Yeah, like yes. whipping his hair to the side every freaking second. Yeah.
So it is something to say that they look older and definitely more mature, and to us, like that's more attractive when we get to see that forehead. Mm-hmm. So we do have some qualifiers to talk about foreheads just to make it a little bit easier. There's some different kinds of foreheads, like size, how they refer to it based on the size and the shape of the hairline. So you might hear us use terms like broad forehead, which would be like a longer, taller forehead, or a narrow forehead, which would be a shorter forehead. We'll talk about hairlines, whether or not they're like straight or curved, or maybe they're M-shaped. So we'll just kind of talk about those throughout. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a little bit of background yeah. on the hairline description.
I do want to mention there is one member in BTS and possibly two members in BTS who have a forehead shape that I've never heard of until we've done this research, mm-hmm. which is called a Fuji mount shaped forehead. Go ahead mm-hmm. and Google that or refer to our Google Doc to get a good image. But it's more of a peaked forehead where there's a really high hairline point and then it mm-hmm. comes down to the sides. Like it's not as exposed on the sides of the head.
Yeah, it's not like round around the temples. It's more like a straighter line from like the peak of the forehead down mm-hmm. to the ears. But there is like a line at the top of the forehead. Like it's not like it goes to a point, but like mm-hmm. it's kind of like a the top of a volcano or something. You know, it doesn't come to a point, but yeah, it's called like a mount shaped forehead. Yeah. So think like almost plateau-ish. I don't know.
It's like the reverse of a widow's peak.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with that, we're just going to dive into the members, a description of each member's forehead. Mm-hmm. And we're doing this in original fan chant order just because of tradition. Yeah. So we're starting with Namjoon. Mm-hmm. So we first said that he has an M-style forehead, meaning that his hairline slightly goes forward in an M shape, and also quite a narrow forehead, not very tall.
Yeah, it is pretty narrow. So there's really just the size of his forehead is not all that large, and it's really not small either. It's a good mm-mm. middle range there. But yeah, the M-shaped hairline, it's not like he has a widow's peak going on or anything, but it's not entirely straight. There's just a tiny little point, which is really nice because it's often where he ends up parting his hair.
Yeah, and it looks really fucking good. Oh my God.
It's like, so great.
We're staring at these pictures and I'm looking at his forehead and it's just like perfectly proportioned to his mm-hmm. face. Like when you look at it in relation to like the size of his chin or the size of his cheeks. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's just the perfect size. His hairline is just like, it's really thick and full. And mm-hmm. the way that he parts his hair kind of like where it comes to a point a little bit, it's kind of parted slightly to the side of that. Yeah. So it's just kind of brushed over. And it
is brushed over.
It always looks so good.
Yeah. I've heard this referred to as like a comma hairstyle where his hair comes out in this wisping shape is like the top of the comma and then curves around his face. It looks wonderful on him. He wears his yeah. hair like this a lot. And honestly, finding forehead pictures of Namjoon is not difficult. He wears his forehead out a fair amount.
He has a great fucking forehead.
Yes,
so.
He does. All right. So the next member we're talking about is Kim Seokjin. We have been blessed with Kim Seokjin's forehead lately. Like,
oh my gosh.
The end of 2019 was just a drastic change. And all of a sudden we were getting forehead after forehead after forehead for Jin. And it's been truly wonderful. So,
yeah.
So for Jin, in terms of describing his hairline, we think it's more of an uneven hairline where it's not exactly straight. There's no real M or peak or widow's peak or anything like that going on, but it's just kind of like bits and pieces naturally kind of across his forehead. It just looks natural. There's nothing really else to say about it.
Yeah. But I think what is like super impactful about his forehead is not his hairline, it's his eyebrows.
Yeah, definitely.
Like the eyebrows that he has are like really thick and at such a perfect angle to like counteract his hairline and like the size of his forehead. And when he shows his full forehead, like those brows are on display.
Yeah. The brows like come together a little bit where it almost looks like they're permanently furrowed. Mm-hmm. And it gives a very stern but gentle expression at the same time. I don't know how to explain it. Very impactful. But also he has kind of a broad forehead. So it's there. Anytime we get the chance to see Jin's forehead, I think the reason why it really is on display is because it's more broad, whereas Namjoon's was more narrow. So getting to see so much of his face with his hair pulled back is just really wonderful to see.
Mm-hmm. Jin doesn't wear many accessories on his head or on his face. The occasional glasses, which obviously he looks stunning in. But it's not often that like we'll see him in a hat. I guess he wears hats sometimes.
Yeah, he wears like headbands traveling occasionally. And I think we didn't mention this really for Namjoon either. Namjoon wears glasses, I'd say a decent amount.
A fair amount, yeah.
Whether it be like just regular glasses or sunglasses. But Jin, yeah, I think his biggest accessory is glasses.
I would also say that I feel like for Jin, like an accessory like that is not like part of his look. Like it's not something I immediately think about him when I think about like forehead exposure
it's
or
the
like
eyebrows.
Him looking handsome. It's the eyebrows. It's like the flowing, beautiful fucking hair that he has. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Thick.
Yeah. So next up is Yoongi. So just to talk a little bit about Yoongi's hairline and forehead and kind of style. He has a round style hairline. If you look at it from the front, it looks very round. He does have a little bit of squaring off and kind of like what you might call like the top corners of his hairline. Mm-hmm. But mostly it's very round and it's also broad. We can see this in different pictures or like during like a summer package when his hair is wet and he's kind of brushing it back and you can see the full round forehead and you can also see how broad it is. Mm-hmm. But he wears it very, very well. And man, I love his forehead.
He does wear really well. And yes, very round and broad. So when it's exposed, it's pretty prominent when it's out.
Mm-hmm.
For accessories, in terms of Yoongi, headbands for sure. But also, more importantly, in my opinion, is baseball caps.
Fucking baseball caps. Oh my God. Min Yoongi in a baseball cap. And like, literally, what makes him look so good is his forehead. Yes. Like, God
That's
damn.
What's contributing the most. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like the band, especially the backwards baseball cap where the band is going right along his hairline and you can see a little bit coming through, like his hair coming through, but you've got the forehead and just like the undercut on the sides. It's something.
It is, especially with the undercut on the sides. And yeah. I love how when he wears the baseball cap, he does wear like the edge of it right on his hairline. It's not like he's trying to hide part of his forehead with the mm-hmm. baseball cap. He's like, here's my full fucking forehead. The other thing that I want to point out is that he has a pretty round forehead, which is like really desirable in Korean beauty standards. Mm-hmm. I feel like we always talk about how amazing his bone structure is and just how unique and fucking stunning, like his cheeks and his eyes.
His eyes.
Oh God. And like his forehead is also so perfect. Like it's so ridiculous. Min Yoongi, like
it's
stop.
Really ridiculous. So moving on to Hoseok. Hoseok has, and I just want to start by saying this, I think he has more of an oval-shaped head overall. Mm. So I think this is why his forehead is the, as we referenced way back at the beginning of this episode, the Fuji Mount-shaped forehead, mm-hmm. where the middle of his forehead, like it, that like mount or peak is right in the center of his forehead and then yeah. just kind of gradually comes down at a very like very natural looking angle. But it is, yeah. I think it's just because he has an oval shaped head.
Mm-hmm. I would say that like his forehead is narrow width-wise, like not from hairline to eyebrows, but like from temple to temple. It's yes. not like he has a really, really wide head. So he does have like a top straight line for a couple inches. That's like the peak. And mm-hmm. then it does gradually kind of slant down. But yeah, it's just natural because he has a thinner shaped, like an oval shaped face. And, mm-hmm. But I'm really not ready to talk about his forehead because I'm staring at these pictures and my heart is pounding yeah. in my chest.
Yeah. I think what wins me over with Hobie and his forehead is like that hairline. It's different from all the other members in a sense, but it just looks very natural. And the way that his hair ends up parting and kind of falls to the side of his face, mm-hmm. it's like just breathtaking and it's eye-catching and different and in a mm-hmm. very beautiful way. It's striking.
I think that something about Hobie's forehead is that he has never shied away from showing it. Like literally mm-hmm. the first music video, he's showing his fucking forehead mm-hmm. and he's still showing it. And he's, you know, most of the time he doesn't even care what he looks like if he's on stage and like his hair is like parted and like pushed back, you know, mm-hmm. when he's like in the thralls of performing a huge dance number. He looks fucking incredible.
Yes.
Like, full forehead all the time, not mm-hmm. even trying.
Mm-hmm. He looks very natural with the forehead exposed, just kind of how like Namjoon looks with the forehead exposed. Mm-hmm. It just looks very natural and it really accompanies his look. But one thing I need to mention about his hair, which is very separate from the forehead, but the way that it parts, a lot of the times the hair drapes down just like to his eyebrows on the sides. Mm-hmm. It's such a classic Hoseok look.
Yeah, completely framing his forehead, which yeah. is, wow, it's mm-hmm. all we ever needed.
In terms of accessories,
sometimes he wears like glasses, like we've seen him perform in sunglasses. Yeah. He's sometimes worn like fashion glasses, like to the airport. Sometimes yeah. a headband. I mean, Hoseok and a headband.
A headband, yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, a lot of the moments that I can pick out of Hoseok and his forehead, there hasn't really been anything else.
No, I mean, like if he wears a hat, it's like a bucket hat, which completely mm-hmm. covers. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So I guess on to Jimin.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So, wow. His forehead. Wow. He has such a handsome, like manly forehead. It is the shape of it is a straight shaped forehead, meaning his hairline is just straight across and it's very angled on the sides by his temples. It just, oh God, so fucking powerful whenever he exposes his forehead.
I just have to say his hairline is sharp.
Yeah.
Like when you say a straight hairline, fucking it is straight. So straight. It's striking how sharp it is.
I think like the hairline really contributes to the unapproachableness that is Park Jimin. Like,
you know, the intimidation, yes.
The intimidation, like even his hairline is fucking perfect, you know? And like his brows are just straight across, beautiful, amazing. And he just kind of, every once in a while, he'll kind of tweak them one way or another, which totally looks amazing. And I mean, it's not too broad. It's not really narrow. It's like,
it's very, it's very perfect and striking. And then you just, I'm looking at these pictures in our Google Doc and everything about Park Jimin is just so striking. It's I don't understand how he's human.
Like how do you exist? Like this, I mean, this picture of him where he, like the first one where he just, I just remember being like, this is fucking CEO Park Jimin. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, expensive. The hair like over, it's kind of like the Kama hairstyle, except for it's not hanging down in his face. The bangs are brushed back. And this one where he has his hair tied back, like half up in a ponytail during a sound check or something.
Yeah, or performance. Like, I don't know what this is from.
I don't know, but fuck. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways, very excited to get more in depth on his forehead.
Me too.
So next is Taeyang. And honestly, when we were going into research for this episode, I'm like, I cannot wait to talk about Taeyang's forehead. And then when we actually got into the research, there's very few moments where we actually get to see the hairline for Taeyang, because there's always a baseball cap or a headband or an accessory of some sort, or it's just barely parted that you're not really getting to see the full effect. And he rarely, he'll brush it back, but it's like a half-assed, I'm just tousling my hair back, not really bringing all of it behind. So there's very few moments where we get to see Taeyang's full forehead, and it's made me oh my gosh, I would love for this comeback to have fully exposed forehead Taeyang, because the last time we got that was freaking 2013. There's a really baby picture of Taeyang with his full forehead out, and I can't take it seriously because it's a faux hawk kind of thing. And I just,
it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago. He really rarely has his full forehead out. Mm-hmm. And that might be because he does have more of a broad forehead, meaning that it's just taller. Mm-hmm. And we think that his hairline is maybe roundish, but again, we really, it's hard to find a picture of his hairline, of his hair all pulled back.
Mm-hmm. It is tall, potentially roundish, but broad as well. So we just, maybe Taeyang doesn't enjoy exposing his entire full forehead, mm-hmm. which is fine with us.
Which, I guess we didn't realize before. Yeah, we do love the accessories.
Especially headbands. Taeyang in a headband is something else. And I will say the backwards baseball cap look is also a blessing.
Taeyang in a headband is far superior to anything else in the entire world. Like every single time he wears any headband, he just looks so fucking good.
He looks hot.
So hot.
Mouth-wateringly hot.
Literally. I'm drooling. The way he's staring us down in this picture with this honey blonde hair and black bandana tied around his forehead. Chin out. Cocky. Taeyang in a headband is fucking cocky is what he is
cocky. And I think we should also mention his brows too. His brows
they are so strong, and the brows plus the headband is just overwhelming.
Yeah, brows are thick, and his just resting face is furrowed brow.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Jungkook. First of all, I just have to say first, fantastic fucking forehead.
It makes me mad how perfect his forehead is. Literally, because he's perfect with everything else.
Why is everything? How is everything that he does so perfect? And his hairline and his forehead and his eyebrows are so perfect. and so unique. We had such a hard time classifying.
We what couldn't kind even of classify like, his forehead.
Truly. We're,
hairline,
we think it,
nothing.
No, we think it might be a mix of like the Fuji Mount style and round style, but it's like, it's a unique like hairline shape. His forehead, he has like a round forehead. I wouldn't say it's too broad or too narrow. It's just like the perfect size, strong brows that really like contribute to everything. Mm-hmm. And we are so blessed every single time we see Jungkook forehead. He's also not afraid to show it.
He isn't afraid to show it, which is really lovely. So we get a lot of Jungkook forehead and we get a lot of performances where we see a lot of his forehead. He's not afraid to whiff it back, just like Jimin is not afraid to run his fingers through his hair constantly to just give it to us.
Yeah. So oh God.
We do get to see it a lot. But yeah, we just can't really classify it. And in terms of accessories that he wears, I mean,
none. I mean, he doesn't, honestly, he doesn't
face.
Need any. He's just like, yeah, his glistening sweat after, you know, performing is like all he needs. Mm-hmm. Damn.
His natural glow.
His natural no makeup, like glow, a little bit of wet hair, maybe like, fuck.
His nose freckle. I don't know. Any of it. It all works.
And everything.
All right.
So that's what BTS's foreheads look like. Just had to obviously fangirl about that. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go through and we are going to share our favorite moments for each member, our top forehead moments, mm-hmm. personally. So for me, we're starting off with Namjoon. For me, I chose him at the Billboard Music Awards on April 28th, 2019. And specifically, I'm referring to him on the red carpet and also the Boy With Love performance. By the way, we're just going to premise this with saying that for, I think, all of these pictures or these moments, we have some sort of video link and we also have multiple pictures of it if you want to check
pictures,
it out.
Yes.
So, Bethany, actually the first two pictures of him are screenshots from this video because for me, my criteria for like top forehead moments, I was really looking for like, you were really fucking hot, but maybe you were also cute in the same like thing going on. Just like, I always think of this moment and your forehead.
See, I just looked for hot.
I mean, all of mine are really hot and I was thirsting hard. But so just in this performance, in this moment, he has this really dark chocolatey hair. And this just plays really, really well with his forehead and his hairline. Mm-hmm. And he has like tan, glowy skin. And he just looks so fucking good the whole time. He's really, really hot. He's like putting the moves on with like how he's looking at the camera and his body rolls when he does like the oh my my my
oh god
it's so much so that's my favorite forehead moment for him. It's powerful forehead the whole time, hair pushed back, just amazing. Mm-hmm.
I love that you picked this performance specifically because it's Billboard, so it's just like a big award show for them ever since that they, since they started, or, you know, when they were starting to get into to the States. So it's like a memorable award show for them. But the second picture that you put in here, which I think you said was a screenshot from the actual video where he, mm-hmm. he's looking cute, his skin is glowing, but something that I really notice about him in this picture particularly is his hair is gorgeous, of course, and his forehead looks great. But I think his brow line is really contributing to his look. It looks like his brows were just done or something because they're sharp.
Yeah, like they're dark. They're sharp and they're like a deep brown tone. Like they really mm-hmm. match the dark color of his hair. So it's just a really powerful combo going on.
Mm-hmm. He looks great. I'm glad you chose this one.
Yeah.
So for me, for Namjoon, I think my favorite, or not think, I know my favorite forehead exposed Namjoon is from the 2019 Grammys. And I love that I get to put 2019 because I'm really hoping that there's going to be a 2020 BTS Grammys. But
yeah.
So at the 2019 Grammys, if you are having a hard time picturing it, this is where they were all in like black and white suits. Namjoon has these really cute, sexy, like
Clark Kent. Rimmed,
yes, Clark Kent. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But these black rimmed, stylish glasses where he just looks wonderfully intelligent and handsome.
So good.
Yes. But he's got that kind of charcoal gray, maybe not super dark, but a little light. And his hair is just wisped back out of his face and the full forehead is out. And this is where you can really see that M-shaped hairline. But everything happening at the 2019 Grammys for Namjoon is nothing short of sophisticated and handsome and just
yes,
unbelievably sexy.
Yes.
Like if you're into that handsome, mature daddy.
I mean.
This is the Namjoon 2019 Grammys. And I think the forehead has a lot to do with it.
I think what really makes this look are these, like, those Clark Kent glasses. Mm-hmm. But they're just so fucking bold and powerful. And his forehead is right there, like, matching that powerfulness. Like, showing that full forehead is just the ultimate confidence move. Like,
he's so damn, striking. Look at me. And confidence, yes, that's the key word. He looks confident. He's striking. I feel like among all of these incredibly talented artists, you can't help but to see him on the red carpet with this look.
I think he knew he fucking looked good, you know. Like, damn, I hope he did, because I think about this moment all the time.
Me too.
Like, damn.
Me too.
Now I'm shooting at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so moving on to Seokjin, my favorite forehead moment for Jin is really hard to decide. It was really, really difficult for me. But I'm going to go with Jin's 2019 birthday V Live. And my reason for this is because it's not a stage performance. It's not an award show. It's him hanging out, waiting for all the BTS members to come and wish him a happy birthday. And he's spending it with ARMY. He's in just like a simple white t-shirt. And his forehead is fully exposed. And and he's got kind of the mullet thing going on that we kind of been seeing lately. And he just looks so comfortable and natural. And in this natural, comfortable setting, he looks smoking hot. Like, if the brows are going on, the full forehead is out, the hair is wisped back like piece by piece, the hair comes down his neck a little bit, like striking, sexy.
Yes. Oh, God. And the fact that he's just kind of like hanging out like barefaced, I think the barefaced is so contributing.
Thank you. Yes.
Because it just adds to like, he is really naturally this stunning. Like, his forehead is just kind of like shiny and healthy, and like just the skin looks perfect. And really all that full, thick, dark hair framing it.
It's that actor Jin that I see coming out here, because he's known as worldwide handsome. And you see, like, there's in the past, he has a lot of his forehead covered with his bangs. And even then, he's considered worldwide handsome. He's got this gorgeous, striking face that's so symmetrical and so perfect. And then he goes and pulls his bangs back and wafts it to the side so gorgeously. And with the forehead exposure, it's like a man who's so unbelievably beautiful becomes this gorgeously striking man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's something.
You know what? God damn it. We want the K-drama.
We do. And we need it with the forehead exposure.
Yeah. The full forehead the whole time is the only way that we'll take
it. He can be bald. I don't care.
That's so true. Then that's full forehead, you know?
But before we move on to yours, Kayla, I want to give a shout out to Pupsy on Twitter, which is spelled PUPZYY, for an incredible bar graph displaying all of Jin's forehead exposures for like the entire year of 2019, month by month. It's really kind of funny to look at it because you look at the beginning of the year and you see like one or two forehead exposures for the month. And then you see the months of November, December, just the bar graph drastically goes up. And we've gotten so many forehead exposures at the end of 2019, even going into 2020 now.
Yeah, there was like 10 in December, and I want to say like 4 or 5 in November. Mm-hmm. Like we literally, the reason we were getting so, so, so excited to do this episode, if not to only just talk about Jin's forehead and how much he has been absolutely blessing us by mm-hmm. having it out so often lately.
I just hope it's always out from now on.
Please. Just, that's all we ask.
It looks wonderful on him.
Okay, so my moment for Jin is Citi Field, the Citi Field concert on October 6, 2018. And I want to specifically talk about Jin and his forehead and really everything about him during Idol and Epiphany. It was really hard to find fan cams for this specific concert, but I did find one that I linked in the doc. For Idol, they were all wearing for this performance kind of like suit jackets that were sparkly black and embroidered with some sort of gold. So Jin has that going on during Idol. So already makes him look stunning and so handsome. And he has this white collared button down shirt with no tie. So like the neck is there, the neck mm-hmm. factor. And then like, of course, up on his hair, pulled back, brushed back, thick, dark, chocolatey brown hair, full mm-hmm. forehead exposure, very strong brows. Of course, during Idol, he's like furrowing his brows and like really giving it to the camera.
The furrowed brow.
The fucking furrowed brow.
The slightly and then, parted lips.
yes, during Epiphany, he does this thing where he kind of tips his chin back a little bit. He parts his lips and with his hair just falling back, exposing 100% of his forehead. He just looks so fucking stunning and unreal, like mm-hmm. not from this planet. Like, how do you look that incredible?
Definitely not from this planet.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's I'm glad you on? Chose this one because I don't think I would have ever gone back to like specific concert photos or anything like that. But I'm looking at these photos in the doc. I'm like, damn, the furrowed brow, the intimidating look over the shoulder after he had just tilted his head back. Mm-hmm. That classic Seokjin move. Yeah.
Yeah. I just happened to like stumble across these pictures and I was like, I remember these. Like I need to find where these are from because these are impactful. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about Yoongi. Okay. So my favorite forehead moment for Yoongi is actually like a 3-second clip. It's not even a whole performance. It's from the Blood, Sweat, and Tears M Countdown comeback stage on October 27th, 2016.
Yes.
It's literally like, this is fucking iconic, okay?
It's
like,
iconic.
It's iconic. Like, it's literally the first couple seconds of the performance. There is one video on YouTube that shows this angle of him in this like fan cam that's available, one video, okay? And like it's a couple seconds that we see his forehead, and then the rest of the time, what makes this so great and also terrible is that his forehead is a fucking tease for the rest of the performance. Like you get like little slivers here and there, mm-hmm. but you never even see like half of his forehead again for the rest of the performance. And you're just mm-hmm. hanging on waiting for it because right at the beginning, they're doing like the first little head motions of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears choreography. And they must have massive fans blowing on the mm-hmm. stage because one happens to catch him and it blows his hair straight back, his black hair that he has. He's wearing it down over his whole forehead, but it blows it back in this like wonderful, delicious surprise.
It's fucking whimsical.
Oh my God.
How this happens. I mean,
and, oh God, the way he does it.
It's completely and utterly unplanned. And that's what makes it just the best. Like this yes. fan just perfectly timing to blow his hair back to reveal his entire forehead. And he kind of looks like he soaks it in for a second.
He does. And he like fucking lives like in whips it.
His, yeah, he lives in it for a second and then throws his hair down to cover his head, his forehead back up.
The movement that he does where he kind of like dips his head a little bit, but he's still staring like daggers directly into the camera.
It's so,
so fucking sexy. Mm-hmm. And oh my God.
It like, is. I could and have watched this loop over and over and over.
I have a gif of this moment in the document and we are just staring at it and we could just do this forever.
This entire time that we've been talking, just it's so smooth and well done how he pulls this off.
And I think like what makes this such an iconic moment is that it was accidental. We mm-hmm. were not supposed to see his forehead and we don't get to see it the rest of the time. And, you know, like when somebody comes out on stage with the forehead out, it's impactful and it's amazing and sexy. Mm-hmm. But surprise forehead?
Surprise
forehead. Damn.
I need to add one more thing before we go into mine. But the fact that when the wind or like the fan is blowing on his hair, like on his hair and his full forehead is exposed, his eyes are closed. Like he really is just taking it
milking
in.
It.
He's milking it. It's like he realized what is happening and he's like, yeah, like this is it. It's just like full sex appeal. Ooh. God. Ooh, ooh. Okay.
Ooh.
So my favorite forehead exposure moment for Yoongi is actually from a run episode. So it's from episodes 33 and 34, especially 34.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they're like singing into a mic or like talking to a mic and it blows in their face and mm-hmm. they're writing on these whiteboards and stuff. I couldn't tell you exactly what their mission was, but Yoongi is wearing a backwards baseball cap, a black backwards baseball cap. And he has bleach blonde hair at the time and his brows are like his natural hair color. So he's wearing the band of the baseball cap is exactly how he always wears baseball caps, where it is right on his hairline. It's mm-hmm. like the band of the baseball cap has replaced his hairline. You can see a little tuft of hair coming through the like open part of the baseball cap when it's being worn backwards. You can see like his, not sideburns, but the sides of his hair kind of coming down along his ears. And I don't know what else to say besides like in this moment, you can see a beautiful amount of forehead. You can see the sexiness of the bleach blonde hair, his beautiful, gorgeous skin, his mm-hmm. extremely intimidating, fierce eyebrows along with it. His like cat eyes are on display. It's got everything. It's so bad boy sexy that you can't help but to like love him and like want to talk to him and be intimidated by him and crush the fuck out of him. When I say crush the fuck, I mean like crushing, like cute, like wow, yeah, if this guy I saw on the street.
On him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, he is absolutely so stunning. Just wearing a baseball cap. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm really glad that you picked this because it came up a lot when I was looking at it and like the bleach blonde hair combo mm-hmm. with the baseball hat combo with the forehead and the eyebrows. Like, fuck. I mean,
everything's just going right.
everything is right, you know, in the world.
All right. So moving on to Hoseok. My favorite forehead moment for Hoseok is from the Melon Music Awards, November 30th, 2019. This is where Hobi had a kind of like over to the side parted hair, like a side part, mm-hmm. and full forehead is out, hair is whisked back, but like the larger side of his part has a really nice curve, like kind of like curl to the mm-hmm. bang. And the biggest thing I have to say about this look for him is full forehead is out, brows are sharp, everything is very sharp and intimidating. Like there are these pictures of him where these angles, he looks like he's judging and he's watching you, and it's just intimidating. It's so intimidating.
Do you remember that video of Hosok going in and watching TXT perform and sitting and like waiting and like watching and judging them and providing them feedback? Mm-hmm. And do you remember that look that he gave them when he kind of like leaned back at his chair and he just kind of like tipped his chin back and then, you know, moved his head from side to side? And he just looked so like judgmental, but also intimidating and hot as fuck. Like that is these pictures.
That is these pictures. Like
that is these pictures.
We're so used to the smiling, bright Hosok to see this like very stern expression that he's providing with this full forehead exposure. It is the most intimidating, goosebump, exhilarating feeling I've ever had. Just like looking at these pictures.
Yeah. The other thing is like in this, at this Melon Music Awards, his outfit, he's very buttoned up. Like his button down shirt is buttoned all the way up. His like double-breasted suit jacket is fully buttoned.
He looks like the most put together human being on this planet.
Yeah. With his fucking striking forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my forehead moment for Hosok is his Just Dance performance on October 27th, 2019. And I knew that I wanted to talk about when he performed Just Dance, because I always remember like seeing him at Chicago or seeing him at Fort Worth performing the song and just how fucking incredible he does. And like how that forehead was always stuck in my mind as a strong memory of the performance. So specifically in this performance, what's going to make you remember it is that he was wearing the red suit. This is the last one. And this red suit with these oversized, like bluish green tinted shades. And he has like this cocky smile, and you know the way that he controls a crowd. And I mean, most importantly, the forehead. His hair is parted on the side, but it's very full. It has a little, it has some waves, some bounce to it. It's kind of pushed back on the smaller side, but on the side with his bangs, they're have a little, they're a little bit bouncy, a little bit down in his forehead, but mostly kind of pushed off to the side. And just like the glasses with the brows and the hair, the way that all of that frames his forehead makes this such a prominent forehead moment that I will always think of. I loved
that you picked this one, and that red suit is iconic. And I just need to add the emphasis on the red suit is like he normally had this kind of holographic silver microphone. And for these performances, for this red suit specifically, got a red sparkly microphone.
Which is just like, fuck yes.
Oh, man. He looks so wonderful.
I mean, like nobody is gonna complain about Hosok in red. Like truly, he looks so handsome and he loves red. So that's like making his confidence level like a million. And this it's forehead.
I'm sorry. I don't know if it's the red in the combination of Hosok.
It's sexier than it's like so the sexy other Just Dance performances.
Yeah.
Okay, so on to Jimin, and my favorite forehead moment for him. I cannot believe that I forgot about this moment, and I almost didn't pick it, and then I stumbled across it again, and I was like, well, holy shit, obviously, have to talk about this. This is from the Love Yourself concert in Hong Kong on March 21st, 2019, and it's not like a specific performance, it's really the whole fucking concert, because at this time, he has that amazing, like, lavender, lilac colored hair. Mm. And during, like, the mic drop fire kind of medley going on, he was wearing that Gucci shirt and that black leather jacket that had all of those like purple and pink and silver bedazzled gemstones on the shoulders. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, I mean, so this hair, it's like his longer hairstyle, but throughout the concert, he kind of changes it just because he messes with it so much. Mm-hmm. Every single performance, every fan cam I saw, he's pushing his hair back. He's showing that full fucking strong forehead.
He's feeling himself. Oh my God.
He is feeling himself. He has his hair kind of parted in the middle. He has it on the side. He has it kind of brushed down in front of his forehead a little bit more, like bangs kind of framing, but he also at times has it pushed back way more. It's just very versatile. We get every side of Park Jimin with this forehead, and it has to be remembered.
It does. And I'm so happy that you picked this one. And as I'm looking at these pictures, I can't help but to think about how kind of masculine he looks despite the lilac purple hair and the bedazzled jacket and the Gucci and all this. That the hairline, his neck even looks broader, and I really feel like it's just like the forehead is bringing it all out. Like, he just looks like older and mature and very, very sexy.
I mean, took the words right out of my mouth, 100%. Like, I mean, I added so many pictures of this because I just could not stop. Like,
he's stunning. Oh my God. Absolutely breathtaking. So my favorite Jimin forehead moment is from the Melon Music Awards in 2018, which appeared December 1st. And I have to mention that this was closely behind Idol Jimin, because Idol Jimin is something that is like full forehead exposure. Like, probably the most forehead exposure we've seen from Jimin is during Idol.
With an undercut, which is amazing.
I'll say it over and over. During Idol, I get wrecked by Jimin over and over and over and over. And he's so cocky and hot and just sexy. But the Melon Music Awards from 2018, if you guys forgot, just to really bring you in and remind you of what it's from, this is the performance where J-Hope, where 3J, basically, J-Hope, Jimin, and Jungkook all performed a solo performance for like their own choreography. And this is where Jimin did that like fan choreography.
Yeah.
And he had those backup dancers and he's like manipulating them with the fan, like, fuck. If you don't know this performance, you need to go watch it.
For real.
But
iconic.
It is iconic, and we'll say it over and over.
Fucking iconic. We get to say it this episode, okay? We're not bleeping it.
No,
we're saying
bleeps.
It every time.
Every time. So Jimin for this performance has his beautiful silver hair, and I'll never be over Jimin with the silver hair, but
never.
He has a drastic side part. I mean, a very drastic side part, and his bangs on the side that has like the more hair, it's usually they'll like waft it back or whatever, but they like gelled it down. And
fuck.
It's so like, it's like covering one of his eyes, and he's so seductive. Like, the absolute perfect word is seductive. And he, his eyebrows are gorgeous. His forehead exposure is just, that one side of his forehead is beautiful. And it's like the most intimidating, seductive, sexy thing. And he like works it. He like shows you that side of his face to really present the forehead that's being exposed.
That perfect fucking forehead. And
it's
insanely hot. Like, I'm so glad that you chose this moment, because I will never be over it. And that, like, also you get like a little bit of like the demonic side with the bangs like half down, half pushed back. Oh my gosh, just the smoky eye, the strong eyebrow.
It's so evil.
This is just this is just the creme de la creme, really.
Of, yes, it is.
Of Jim and of Jim and Forehead moments.
All right, so moving on to Taeyang. This was very hard for me.
No, it obviously. Was not. Are you kidding?
Okay, it was kind of hard because I thought I can't pick this one because it's the obvious choice. But then there was a part of me that was like, I have to choose this because it is the obvious choice, because Taeyang during the 2017 Mama Mic Drop performance with the first time that we got to see the dance break for Mic Drop. He is wearing that thick, I mean thick, black headband. And his hair, it's so thick that the hair has to be pushed back so far that it's like mounting atop his head and like flowing beautifully, that like silver, grayish,
honey
DNA era Taeyang. He's so gorgeous.
Oh my God. He's so gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Tan skin, like
glowing, constantly furrowed brow because it's Mic Drop. He has this like
Taeyang.
Very delicate linked gold necklace around his thick ass neck, and like his his like white shirt is buttoned down just enough. We've got collarbone, we've got neck, we've got forehead, we've got brows, it's got headband. It's like everything is going right, but it's like, to me, it breaks my heart because it was all the way back in 2017, which sounds so far away, but it felt like it was just yesterday that we watched this performance for the first time ever. But I mean, if you guys go to the Google Doc and you look at these pictures, it's like he was feeling himself. It's like the furrowed brow, the forehead, the headband. This is the performance that makes you want and desire Taeyang in a headband for the rest of his life.
Forever, please. Yes. I mean, this is the performance that if you are not a Taeyang stan, it makes you question if you are actually a Taeyang stan, because like truly he is the epitome of sexy, the epitome of like alluring, and like we can never look away from him in this performance. Just the headband is so thick, the brows are so strong, like
so strong, and his jawline is strong. I feel like this is when Taeyang also was like, holy fuck, you're a whole ass man. Like he really matured a lot during this time.
Yes he did.
This is when he went to like, he got big. He got really big.
Sometimes Bethany will just text me like a picture of Taeyang. I'm just, he's so all caps big.
He's so big.
Just like not even inappropriate. It's just like his whole body. Like he's so big. Okay, so my top forehead moment for Taeyang is from the Grammys, of course, of last year, January 26, 2019. And if you don't recall, during this time, Taeyang had that flowy mint green hair that was really light, but super shiny and super amazing with his
luscious
tan skin and just like honey skin with this mint green hair, just like coupled so well. And he has of course those strong brows that he can't help but to just furrow a little bit every time he's taking a picture. So in every single picture he just looks so sexy, and it's unnecessary. I think I literally texted Bethany in all caps earlier being like, who the fuck does Taeyang think he is, like being so fucking hot all the time. It is so unnecessary. Obviously also we have to talk about that camera moment where they do kind of like the high to low camera, and in this shot Taeyang decides to first start by smiling and then he turns around and shows us his ass, which is just too much entirely.
Maybe you're not drawn to the ass at first because he's in this very all black outfit, but he puts his hands in his pockets and looks over his shoulder like, You can't help but to look at his backside. Like, he's just presenting it to us.
He's like, he looks over his shoulder like, I know you're looking.
Yeah.
But back to the forehead. Like, it's barely peeking through, honestly. He has, like, this middle part, and his bangs are kind of pushed to the side a little bit. But it's just such an iconic look of his. And I always felt like his little forehead peeking through was very impactful. And that I felt like he really enjoyed this look of his and how, you know, how his hair was styled and how his outfit was styled. And I just had to honor it.
Yeah, I'm glad that you picked it. I also have to give a shout out for this look at the end of the Grammys later in the night. He took a video of himself eating his dinner and full forehead is exposed. And we rarely get a chance to see the full forehead.
Amazing. Okay, so last but not least is Jungkook. And we did not talk about this previously.
No.
Okay, we did our research for our favorite moments separately and we just put them into the doc. But we actually both, I guess, I mean, maybe unsurprisingly, ended up choosing the same moment for Jungkook, which is the MAMA December 14th, 2018 performance of Airplane Part 2, specifically when Jungkook starts it out by walking down that long runway. And
that
just
long-ass runway.
Fuck. Like, he's wearing that white tuxedo outfit with kind of like the frilly ascot thing going on in the front. And then his hair is that dark chocolatey brown that he likes to wear, but it is parted slightly on the side and just fully pushed back, perfectly coiffed back, but 100% forehead exposure.
100% full head exposure. And the thing about this Airplane Part 2 performance is that every single member got their own little time, or they were like coupled together like Soap were. And so you get this close up, very brief view of all of them. But at the end, as the performance is about to start, we get this full forehead exposure Jungkook walking and seductively dancing down this runway. And I think it's just a moment in history for Bangtan, this particular strut that he does down this runway, this very long runway in this all white outfit. It's just something else, really. And like, we've got the full chiseled jawline exposed and his brows, and it's hard not to notice how much forehead is being exposed. I think it's the most forehead we've ever seen from him. And we've seen a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just like everything is pushed back.
Going back to like what you said about Taeyong just like looking big and like looking like more mature. Like, I think this moment for Jungkook at the end of 2018 was him kind of like really coming out, like full forehead and looking very, very grown up to us for one of the first times in like how, I mean, obviously like they did like Fake Love and with the whole ab exposure, but this was almost like presenting like how fucking handsome and mature and like adult he has become.
Very adult. Yes. He looks very mature. And it's very appealing to all of us, especially
super
in the States.
Super seductive. Yeah.
I'll never get over how he flexes his cheeks.
Oh, like, my God.
Like, he has control over the muscles in his cheeks because it's just like he flexes them. And it's like, damn it. You don't need to flex those muscles. But since we had the same forehead moment, we decided to give an honorable mention to the V Live that he did October 16th, 2018, where we see, and it's kind of like what you said with Yoongi, with that Blood, Sweat, and Tears performance, where it just kind of happened and it was in the moment and unexpected and unplanned that made it so great, is Jungkook during this V Live from October 16th of 2018. He is like wearing a baseball hat over his head. Like, he's not wearing it backwards. He's wearing it forwards. And then he kind of takes it off and his hair is just normally down and like has that typical bowl haircut. Forehead is not exposed whatsoever. But at the end, towards the end of the V Live, specifically at minute 43, second 48, he decides to throw, just so gracefully and beautifully throw his hair back. And it's not just like for a moment where he's running his fingers through his hair. He like parts it and styles it. And the full forehead is out. But what's adding to the forehead is he's in this like all black outfit with a very, I don't know, striking leather jacket, like this black leather jacket. He looks like very bad boy. He's looking more mature and older. He's got the hoop earrings in. Brows are very strong. Forehead is fully exposed. He like even tucks his hair back behind his ears. Like he's exposing so much of his forehead. I think he planned it, honestly, to torture us.
To wreck us.
It worked.
Really. Here we are talking about it like over a year later.
Yeah.
So those are our specific top forehead moments. I guess now we're supposed to decide our top three BTS foreheads. And I really don't know. Like, now that we're to this point, I really thought that as we're talking through the episode, like, somebody's forehead would start to stick out to me more than the other ones. And maybe I even felt that way a little bit doing research. But now, after going through all of them and just really examining how hot they all are and intimidating, and like how each one of their foreheads is so unique and so different, but also so fucking impactful and iconic and attractive and amazing, I just don't know that I can choose.
I don't think I can choose either.
Let's not. They're all amazing.
They're all really great. They're all really great.
They're all really wonderful.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. Wow. Finally fucking foreheads.
Finally foreheads.
I truly do not care about anyone else's forehead in the whole world besides BTS's.
I didn't care about foreheads until BTS.
Me neither. I didn't even know that I could be attracted to a forehead. And yet here we are. Yeah.
What it could mean and what it could come to.
No, it's come to this.
Wow. Okay. I'm so glad that we did this.
Me too.
Let's go ahead and get briefly into our content of the week, which is Shadow.
Yep. So obviously the Shadow music video dropped. It is an interlude on the album, which is exciting that it's an interlude. It's not even the intro.
It's not the intro.
And this performance, this song, this music video is like everything I was hoping for. I feel like, especially the ending, I feel like it's very experimental as far as sound goes. Every single time that I listen to it, I hear like a different kind of instrument in the background and a different kind of overlay that adds a different aspect to it. It's just the music itself. I don't even want to get into the video. The music itself is so complex, and
yeah,
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I love the constant change up we get in the actual song, the the flow change up, the different styles that and how it changes up. Like, it's just, it's very fluid, but again, it's also very irregular in how it, like, how frequently the style changes throughout the song. But also staying true to Yoongi's style, his original style that he's been doing since Oh Are You Late Too. And you know, it's been wonderful, and I've loved listening to it, and I've been playing it over and over and over again and watching it over and over again. And I'm very excited that we're able to do the forehead episode for our 100th episode, but guys, definitely be looking forward to our future episodes where we are blessed with comeback and we have new content to actually talk about and discuss. So we are for sure going to be talking more in depth on Shadow specifically in future episodes.
Yeah, I think, I mean, probably next week we'll talk about Shadow, and we both have a lot of thoughts about the music video and the lyrics, obviously, but we are just so excited that Comeback is here and that we finally get all of this to talk about and to just fangirl over and to really dive into and explore.
Yes. So thank you, all of you guys, for bringing us to our 100th episode.
Yes.
We've really enjoyed every moment up to this point. I'm just like blown away that we've done 100 episodes. And it's really all thanks to you guys, and ultra thanks to BTS, because how on earth could you talk about BTS, a boy group, entirely for a podcast?
Like, oh my gosh.
The question that we get constantly.
All the time. How can you talk about a Korean boy band like every week? Like, what every do you even have week. To talk about? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much. So really, again, thank you guys for being here and listening. And yes, extra thank you to BTS for providing us with your amazing music that we can bond over and find commonality in, your lyrics that are so deep and so meaningful, and just your love and what you send out into the world for us to enjoy, and all of the content and just everything. We're so grateful. Cannot so believe grateful. That this is episode 100. That's insane. Yeah.
Here's to many more.
So if you enjoyed this episode or any of our previous episodes, there's a few things that you can do to let us know. You can reach out to us on email or social media and let us know what you think. Tell us your favorite forehead moments, okay? Did we not talk about yours? Send it to us. Tweet it at us. Let us share it with the world, okay?
Send gifts. Send pics.
Yes, please. And then, of course, don't forget, if you have a Bean and Army story, please send it in to us. We would love, love, love to hear it and to be able to share it with other people. So, again, you can send that to us on email or via social DM. And always keep in touch with us on there as well. You can find links for all the ways to find us in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away 2 tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.